Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I apologize for my voice. I had a bout of pneumonia and one lung collapse. It was a fun 3 weeks, I'll tell you. But I'm feeling better, gaining some strength, and my voice is still a little bit weak, but getting stronger every day. And I do again apologize for the tone of it. And we'll keep working on it, and we'll be back to normal before you know it. If we can help you, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donna from Mass with a question about fertilizer.
Good morning, Donna. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. My question is it too late to do fall fertilization of my shrubs and perennials?
It will depend on the type of food. What you want is a low nitrogen and a high phosphorus. So when you look at the package, your first number should be low, your middle number higher than the first. Or if you use something organic, like plant tone, then you can still do it now.
Okay. And I had one other question. I had planted some boxwoods last October, and I ended up with a lot of dieback through the summer. Should I prune those, remove them, start over? What's your thought?
Now, you mean, was it whole branches or little tips?
So, probably half the plant turned brown and died.
Well, if half the plant died, then that, I don't think it was more your fault than it was the nursery. It's possible that when they dug the plant, the root system was not large enough. That plant should not have died back by 50%. I would let the nursery know that you have had a problem with them. Ask them if maybe you could take a picture of the plant, bring it down to show them. But you should not have lost 50% of that plant during the summer for the first season. Especially last winter, being very mild, and an early spring, I would contact the nursery itself and let them know that you did have a problem. Now, anything that's dead, if the plant looks like it's savable, remove all of the dead, clean it up, and then use an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop on the plant. And you can do that now. And then a second application around Christmas time. And that will seal the foliage to prevent moisture loss. But I will try that. But let the nursery know that you have a problem. Because you should not have lost 50% of that plant the first season. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeff from Mass with a question about Lyme.
Good morning. How can we help you, sir? Yeah.
I was wondering, I was thinking of putting Lyme down next week, but do you feel it would be better to hold off and wait till the spring and get better results? Or
Oh, no, put it down ahead. Now. Put it down
okay.
Now. You know, they are talking rain on Wednesday, Thursday. So if you can get it down now, then the rain will wash it into the root zone of the plant and get it effective. Now, are you using lime stone or the new products?
I would use a granular lime, the pellets.
Okay. Regular lime pellets need a 6-month period to work. So the sooner you can get down, the better.
Okay, great. I'll get that down this upcoming week.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Have a wonderful day now.
You all.
Bye-bye. The one thing that would really help your garden is organic matter. Seaweed. Head down to the beach. Pick up the seaweed and just spread it over the garden. You don't have to blend it if you don't have the time, but pick it up, bring it home, spread it over the garden, and it will help to give you a better production next season. Nothing better than seaweed to help you with your garden. The other project that really needs to be done is if you have hydrangea, remove the flower so that the snow does not damage the plant. That will help to prevent breakage of the plant. Not cutting back the plant, but just the flower itself. Remove it, and that way the plant won't break and you'll have a healthier looking plant in the springtime. Any chemicals that you have should be put in your basement for the winter, not in a garage where it will freeze. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jackie from Mass with a question about mums.
Jackie, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you.
And I'm wondering about when I should cut my mums down. I have several plants, and some of them are just about gone, but some of them are still nice and flowery. But I don't know whether to cut them back or how much to cut them back or just leave them till spring.
Okay. What you want to do is, as the flower begins to go by, remove the blossom.
Okay.
Because the plant will try to make seed. If the foliage is nice and green, allow it to stay actively growing. When it turns brown, then cut the plant back to about 3 inches. Cover with mulch, pine needles, straw, and that will help to insulate it during the winter months, and that will help a great deal. But for now, as long as the foliage is green, the plant will be actively growing, and that's what you want. We should have a nice long fall, and the plant will have a better chance to survive your winter with a long growing season.
I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months. I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number here is 855-660-4261. Again, I apologize for my voice. I've been out for the last 3 weeks, and my son Patrick has been helping me, and he is joining us now. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Dad. I appreciate you getting me back in here with you on there.
Well, my voice is not holding up as good as I thought, and I appreciate you helping me out this morning.
Not a problem here. It's no problem here. It was just that daylight savings time this morning got me a little bit. I set my alarm for the normal time, and I woke up, and I was an hour ahead, so I fell back asleep, and I could have been here earlier, but, well, that extra hour sleep, I guess I needed it.
I guess you did. Could you tell people about bulbs, how to plant them at this time of the year?
Yeah, that'd be not a problem here. We still do have time to be planting bulbs. I know this morning I walked out and it was a little frigid, had to put an extra jacket on this morning, but we still do have time. The ground is not frozen, so we can be digging into the ground and be doing that as well as planting trees and shrubs, but with bulbs, one of the great things about doing it is you plant it now, and it's going to give you a little bit of something in the spring and get you ready for the year. What I always like to do is I go to the store and pick out the bulbs that I want and kind of take a look at them. And a lot of the bulbs will say the time of the season that they are going to bloom. A lot of them will say, you know, in early spring, they'll say April, May. Some will even say March, depending upon the climate. And it'll go from there and go a little bit further. So I like to pick them out so I'll have a couple different times so that once one goes by, the next one will go by as well, the next one will start, and then so on and so forth. One of the things that I like to do is when I get them in there, I get the bulbs, and first off, what I start to do is I actually get a bucket, and I'll take a Repels All product from Bonide. And I will take the concentrate, and I'll actually just put that in the bucket and just place my bulbs in there. What this does is it's got the repellent on there, and it's soaking into the bulb itself and allowing the bulb to take that repellent smell to repel some of the rodents that are going to be in there, etc. That's one of the things that I've done in the past that's worked out well. So once that's done, I'll usually let them sit in there about a half an hour. It's almost like you're marinating meat for dinner. You don't have to let it sit overnight. You know, like most meats, we'll take the best of it. This will be about a half an hour, so that's what you're really trying to do. And then what I will do is I'll decide where I want to plant them. I'll get those areas ready to go, and I'll get the bulbs out, and I'll find where the top of the bulb is. I know it sounds a little funny to where's the top, where's the bottom. But you want to find the pointed end. It's a little bit softer on the top, not too soft, but a little bit softer. And notice the bottom has almost like a little root system. You want to make sure you plant those on the bottom. Now, one of the things I do when I plant them is, you know, I know I've used a repellent, but that only works for so long. So sometimes what I will do is I will take some sort of a rock, maybe like a, I know at my company we sell lava rocks. It's kind of an edge on there, so it's hard to dig through. So I'll take some lava rocks and I'll put those on the soil underneath them and make the whole area covered with these and then plant the bulb in there. I'll make sure that the stem is up and I'll make sure that this, the hole, you know, about 6-8 inches, maybe a little bit more, but probably not, probably about 6 to 8 inches. You don't want to get too deep. You want it to be able to take you want it to actually go dormant during the winter. It needs that cold period. So it will come back in the spring. So you're definitely going to do that. I like to place more rocks as I fill in the hole around it, just so the voles and the moles won't be digging into it. It creates like a little barrier, the smell and something else to deter it. You got two things in your favor, whereas if you did neither before, you know, it's a little bit harder to have something there.
Daffodils, rodents will not bother, but if you've had a problem in the past with tulips, putting those stones around it will really help to deter the voles and the moles from eating it. That's a great idea, Patrick. Never thought of it, but it's a great idea, and it will keep them out. But for daffodils, don't worry about it. Tulips and some of your other bulbs, definitely try it.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
My name is Stephen Heuer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Garden Club, and this morning we are happy to have with us Pat Stone. He is a garden writer with a wonderful magazine called Green Prince. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm getting there.
Well, it's a winter day almost these days.
It so has. Could you tell us about Green Prince?
I'd love to. Green Prince is a weeder's digest. It's a magazine of personal garden stories and experiences. You know, we all garden for the food and the flowers, and we need all that instruction and the how-to recipes that all magazines offer. But we also garden for the inside reward gardening gives us, for the heart and the love and the humor. There are a lot of funny things that happen in gardening. So I share those true stories written by gardeners from all over the country and the world in my magazine, Green Prince.
Now, is this strictly gardening or is it like a home and garden magazine?
It's strictly gardening. As you know, Paul, gardening is the most popular outdoor activity in this country. People love gardening. People garden for so many beautiful reasons. It's exercise. It's reconnecting with nature. It's all these great things. And I get to share that through the experiences and stories and mess-ups that people share in my magazine. Just great, great story.
Could you give us an example of a story from your magazine?
But Paul, you want to start off with a funny one or a tender one?
A funny one.
Okay. This is one of my favorites. It's written by Robert Christensen in Bangor, Pennsylvania. I've told this one a lot. And only gardeners appreciate it. If you're not a gardener, you don't even really get it. It's called My No-Grow Azaleas. Several years ago, I planted 8 azaleas to make a hedge alongside the front of my house. I did everything perfect. You know how you're supposed to put a $1 plant in a $10 hole? I opened up the subsoil. I added peat moss and compost. I put cedar mulch, watered them just perfect. And in return, every spring, they lit up the side of our home with a beautiful display of dazzling white blooms. They thrived. But for the past 2 years, they hadn't grown much. It was as if all 8 of them had suddenly decided to stop growing. They weren't becoming the azalea hedge I envisioned. So it was time to take action. I started by consulting with my fellow gardeners. They'd come over for an inspection. We'd find nothing wrong. We'd scratch our heads and end up talking about how to rid the world of rabbits. Next, I went to garden centers, the county extension office, my local radio show, the World Wide Web. No answers. I began discussing my azalea problem with my fellow commuters on the bus. After a few days of this, the bus driver included me in his pre-trip announcement. No tobacco, no alcohol, no cell phones. And does anybody know why healthy azaleas would suddenly stop growing? I knew things had really deteriorated the day I stopped at a traffic light in my car, made eye contact with the driver next to me, and asked him if he knew anything about azaleas. To my surprise, he said, "Sure. What do you want to know?" "They're not growing." "They got bugs?" "No." "They look sick?" "No." "Feed them." The light changed and we both drove off. Of course, I thought. If you want something to grow, you have to feed it. I should have stopped at this light earlier. Could have saved myself a lot of aggravation. So feed them I did. I fed, I waited, I watched. Nothing happened. "Grow, dang you." I fed them some more. Still nothing happened. I fed them more and some more and some more. They died, all of them. They all died because I fried them with nitrogen. I had created azalea crispies. Finally, I began digging them up and tossing them into the wheelbarrow. A flash of silver caught my eye. It was one of those metal identification tags that nurseries attach. I must have forgotten to take it off years ago when I first planted the shrubs. I cleaned off the dirt and looked at it closely. It read, "Dwarf White Azalea."
That's the reason they weren't growing. They had reached their mature height.
They were never going to grow.
Now, this is a great magazine that people would enjoy for the as a holiday present, as a stocking stuffer. And how would people get in contact with you to order something meant for the real gardener?
It does make a terrific gift. It's heartwarming. It's funny. It comes all year long. It really helps people connect. It's a great thing. They can read the magazine and think about the person who gave it to them. The easiest way to order it is to go online to greenprints.com. Greenprints is like thumbprints that are colored green. Greenprints.com. I do have an 800 number. And if you order it now and mention your name, Paul, I'll give you an extra issue. I'll give anybody who orders it and puts in the comment box they heard about it from Paul Parent, I'll give them an extra issue because I really want people, I want your people to learn about the magazine.
Yeah, it's very, very unique. It's it relates to all different types of gardening, vegetables, flowers, annuals, perennials, and every issue has different stories. Some that are funny, like this last one where you ended up killing the plant with too much fertilizer. And that's a common problem with a lot of us. If a plant doesn't do what we want, we tend to overfeed it and overcompensate. And your story has proven that particular point.
Yeah, you know, I get so many stories about people's mistakes, and it's good people share their mistakes because it's good to learn to laugh at them. We're all going to, anybody who's gardening has committed plants aside. I get so many, I have now a section called The Broken Trowel about different people's mistakes. You know, we get reminded that the words humus and humbling have the same word root. Gardening does humble us sometimes.
Is there one particular story that you really enjoy?
Oh, I love so many stories. But you know what I'd like to share if I can pick one today? This past week, your area and the whole East Coast was struck by Sandy.
Right.
And that's just been so hard for so many people. And these kind of disasters are real. And in that kind of situation, when 911 struck, when other kind of disasters strike, I get people telling me how much gardening comforts them. What a consolation. I had one woman once who lost her husband, and she said, I just went out and dug in my garden. I just dug there. And then a month later, she lost her son in a skiing accident. And she said, I went out there, and I just dug the harder. Gardening really comforts people. So as a way of reminding us of that, if that's all right with you, I'd like to share a story that came into me after 911 about how gardening helped a person. And hopefully that will remind people afflicted by Sandy that you can grow back and that gardening is one way to help you get back rooted. People after Katrina wrote me stories. Here's this
right.
one. It's called A Gardener Reflects. Sometimes you wonder, are flowers and gardens really that important? The tragedy in New York last September had a tremendous impact on me. My son worked in the World Trade Center and was sitting at his desk just two floors below where the first plane hit. Almost that entire morning, I did not know if my 24-year-old son was alive or dead. Damien finally managed to get a brief call through to me shortly before noon to say that he was okay. He said that when the plane hit, the ceilings just rained down on them. They didn't know what had happened, but knew it wasn't good. Everyone immediately headed for the stairwells. He had to walk down over 75 stories of stairs. At about the 30th floor, they met some firemen who were heading up the stairs. These firemen were absolutely exhausted with all their heavy clothing and equipment they were carrying. They'd raced up 30 floors already and still had 50 to go. The fatigued firemen were asking for volunteers to please help them carry their equipment up. Damien briefly considered helping them, but decided not to. A few men did volunteer and headed up with the firemen, never to be seen again. When my son finally made it to the ground floor, he said the cops were standing outside the building screaming at everyone to run, run, run. As he and everyone else were running up the street, the first tower collapsed. All kinds of cement, structural steel, dust, smoke, debris, and bodies went flying past him. He managed to make it to an entrance of a subway and dive in there. He told me if he'd gotten out of the building only 10 seconds later, he would have been killed. On that fateful morning, while I didn't know what was happening, I found myself turning off the television and heading out to my garden. I needed some solace as I pondered my son's unknown fate. Gardens offer that. I watered, I weeded, I deadheaded. For hours, I spent that time with my plants, getting reassurance and getting some sense of peace. I firmly believe we were given gardens as a blessing to help us through the bad times, the sorrows, and the aches of life, to help us remember that there is more beauty in the world than ugliness. More than ever, we should strive to create harmony and beauty, not hate, in our own small corners of the world, because flowers and gardens are important.
Wow, that's wonderful. It's a whole different type of a gardening magazine. It's a magazine that tells a story, not just do this, do this, do this, but it gives you advice, it gives you personal recommendations, it gives you a little humor, it gives you ideas. But it's the only magazine that's gardening from cover to cover. it comes, is it on a monthly basis or every other month, Pat?
It's on a quarterly basis, Paul. That way I lose money more slowly. I've been doing this, my wife and I, for 23 years. I used to be the garden editor at Mother Earth News magazine, so every year I was giving all these articles about what month to prune your raspberries and how to deadhead this and that. But I began to realize that I wasn't ever touching the real heart of gardening to that information, important as it is. So when I got the chance, I started this Green Prints, the Weeder's Digest, and I've been going with it ever since.
Wow. So you've been doing this for a long time.
I have. I feel like I look around, I think, 2 more years, I'll make it to my 100th issue. I'm just astounded. I'm very grateful. It's been a real blessing to me. People say it changes their lives. People say it really offers them the comfort they need to get through things like breast cancer. I mean, people really find comfort in it, and they really love the humor. I always get people saying more humorous articles. You want me to share you another funny story?
Well, we're coming up on a break in about a minute, and then we'll have you give us another one. But give us that website again, Pat.
All right, it's www.greenprints.com. Green prints like thumbprints that are colored green. Green prints.
And what? Wonderful. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the unique features of your magazine.
Great, thanks, Paul.
Ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by Shakeaway. Shakeaway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks! Shakeaway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from Shakeaway. All Shakeaway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to Shakeaway.com. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Patrick, I'm with my father today, so kind of cool. We get to do the show together. We've been talking with Pat Stone from Green Prints Magazine, and Pat, welcome back. We it's kind of hard for me to get a word in edgewise. You know my father well, so you know he likes to talk. I had a couple questions for you. I was taking a look at the website, and I really like the website. I really like a lot of the art. The autumn 2012, the magazine cover is amazing picture, so I do recommend taking a look at that. You know, you did talk about how your magazine is different. I get a lot of magazines here at the nursery that I work for, and it's all about just different designing aspects. I love the fact that this is all about the garden and give you all these different garden ideas. Before the break, you were talking about you have another story, but before we do that, can you just give the website again and maybe that 800 number so we can get some people out there to get this, because this is a great magazine?
I appreciate that. Greenprints.com. Greenprints like thumbprints, and you can see, like you said, a lot of the art, and you can read sample stories there, so you can really get a feel for it. And the 800 number is 1-800-569-0602. 569-0602. A subscription for 1 year is $19.97. I'll throw in that extra issue, and I'll send anybody who subscribes a free best of Weeders Reader, the best stories we ever ran.
Yeah, this this website, just even on it, looking at it, is incredible, and makes me want to go buy the magazine. So definitely know people out there would be, and it's a good looking magazine. Now, before the break, you were talking about you had another story you wanted to talk about. Hopefully it's not as touching as the 9/11 one, because I was over here almost in tears, because that's a tough subject. Maybe we got something to a little lighten us up a little bit.
We can do that. This is a story from the Pacific Northwest, the other upper corner of our country, Carol Wright of Seattle, Washington, called Stumped. Anyone can plant a tree, but it takes a certain kind of vision to plant a stump. 9 years ago, I realized I wanted to create a native garden in my Seattle yard with all the familiar plant friends I grew up with, plants from the woods welcoming the wildlife. The first trees I planted were two vine maples and a hemlock. A few weeks later, I added an elderberry, three huckleberry bushes, and a Nootka rose. Nothing could stop me now. Red currant, wild ginger, snowberry, goat's beard, and mock orange each put down roots in my urban forest. As my garden began to take shape, though, I realized it was still incomplete. Something was missing. Something. But what? One day it hit me. A stump. A lush forest stump covered in moss, oxalis, and huckleberry sprouts. My garden needed a rotting stump, one like the moist, temperate forest logs in Olympic National Park. I quickly learned, though, that a good stump was hard to find. Most were too big, many were too rotten. I couldn't steal one from the park. After weeks of searching, I hadn't found the perfect stump. Then one day, as a friend and I drove past a construction site, I saw it. The perfect stump, already uprooted. I swerved off the pavement. My future centerpiece stood about 20 inches tall, a Douglas fir cut down in its prime. Cructose lichen grew in the bark. Contorted roots extended from its base. This was the stump. I got permission to remove it. Then the two of us wrestled it into the back of my SUV. And the thing was like an octopus. At home, it fought us every inch of the way as we tried to roll it up to my yard. We pushed, we pulled, the stump careened to one side and then the other. We rolled the beast to its place in the garden and stood back to admire it. But something was wrong. It looked not right. Maybe a little more to the left. We moved it. No, tilt it up the right some. We moved it. Slide it just a wee bit more toward the center. We did that. There. That's it. No, not quite. As we pushed, tugged, grunted, and strained, my neighbor Dave watched intently, never saying a word. Finally, though, we got it placed just right and stood back to admire it. Dave leaned over the fence, looked me in the eye, and said, "You know, you're going to have a heck of a time getting that thing to grow."
Oh, that's a perfect story to end it with, especially right now. There's a lot of stumps out there in this area with trees going down.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not so great.
No, it is a great story, Pat. We thank you for joining us here, and I know my dad appreciates it. I appreciate it. So we'll
thank
push
you
it out there.
It's been a great time.
We'll get out the...
Thank you, Pat. We appreciate it.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.